You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome back, friends, to the Manipool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I am, of course, CJ, too many voices in my head. Boat. And joining me, as always, is Bolstered Bear Raoul.
Howdy, howdy.
Working things through her own head, Carrie.
Nobody let Frigwool be the one to open the door.
Having characters look over their shoulders all the time, Rachel.
Hello.
The magical teleporting spear of Felix.
Hi, hi.
Looking down at her shoes because of Dirty Secrets, Dale.
Howdy, hi, gang.
Howdy, hi. I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Sylvia did not seem that ashamed, just saying.
I know! Sylvia had a fun time, but again, doesn't want it to be public knowledge for obvious reasons.
And the master of manipulation, the guy who I'm fairly sure his glasses are a magic item and he's controlling all of us with his brain. There's Josh.
You think I have that time for that much multitasking? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dance, puppets, dance. So last time we had a court appearance and Fila and Calabras knocked a dude around.
He was the bad cop.
Yes.
Beat him up.
Bad cop and the cop.
It was just me.
We got custody of the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no one fought for custody of the kids. We just kind of took it.
And a swarmy guy who nobody is quite sure how to deal with, and I'm glad I played that correctly then. Akira, Man of Stars, showed up.
Looking. I swear to God, guys, this is the last time we're going to have a character change by the PCs for a while. I swear.
Unless cute you email. Kill them.
Cute email from Ashley in 3, 2.
2, 1. Show that.
Please keep emailing us, Ashley. I love your emails.
Yes. Yeah, so Jokudo had some nightmares and doesn't like fighting. And he's like, hey, this guy's actually useful. And he showed off a little bit in an alley, whipped it out, and by that I mean his golden staff, and by that I mean a
his actual staff.
Golden staff.
Actual golden staff.
Hey, Mac, want to buy a watch?
What you buying?
Hey, Sylvia, do you want to buy my watch?
Want to buy a sundial?
And they're on their way back, and he's on probation or something, and now we're on our way back to the hand. And on that,
he's the intern.
Yep. And on that, Josh, you take it away.
So you guys make it back to the hand after a morning that was more eventful than you probably would have liked it to be.
Hello.
Yes, looking at you. So at this point, the late morning and rest of the day are yours to do with as you see fit. Now, full disclosure, in the interest of time, we are not going to be going into super in-depth looks at what every single errand of the day is going to be like. Basically, you guys tell me what your character would like to accomplish today. I am going to tell you to make a roll or two, or maybe even three, depending on what you're after. And we will determine what exactly happens over the course of the day. Because, spoiler alert, there are things that I want to get to, and it's time sensitive.
Josh gave us one fluff episode, and that's it.
This is the fluff episode.
No, last one was the fluff episode.
Last episode was the happy fluffiest ice cream episode.
I want to start off real quick. I want to go to the guard barracks at the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And do the training, see what kind of techniques I can learn from them.
Alrighty. So for your training day at the guard barracks, I would like for you to give me might, agility, and logic.
You're asking a lot from the bear. Okay, so...
Hey, okay, you're the one who's training.
Okay, so let's see. Agility?
Might.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
A logic.
Agility.
Let us know what you got.
I got a 14 for agility. Am I still bolstered?
Your might.
No, for my might.
No, you wouldn't be because CJ's not there.
Yeah, I would have to continue to sustain it.
Okay.
And Akita's not with you.
16 for might. And what was the last one?
Logic.
Logic. 20 on logic.
Of course. Shit. Of course the 20 on logic.
20 on logic.
You know, the oddest thing here is they're all even numbers.
Ah.
And they all have, like, a progression. Like, 14.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have to disable...
Plus 2, plus 4. Okay, so you head to the barracks for the day, as you had previously worked out with the Crown Prince. And go through basically a sort of flash boot camp with the guards. Some of them are swordsmen, some of them are crossbowmen, some of them are spearmen. You've got a decent mix of, you know, weapon styles among the guards themselves. And they basically, you know, they have had word passed down to them by the Crown Prince. They know why you're there at the barracks, as Carrie delightfully punned. And Raul shudders. There it is!
There it is?
We didn't get any of those last episode.
Where are my sleeping pills? Hold on.
Just downs the... We see him next to downing the entire bottle. He's ready to hibernate after all these bear puns.
Well, the great thing is Raul was taking a drink as you said that, and I saw him about to do that.
Video gags on an audio podcast.
I described it.
I know. There's a difference between hearing it described and actually seeing it, though.
Hey, I'm recording this.
I know. Put up the hot takes on the website. That'd be great. Anyways, you go through their little basic boot camp style of training. They run through, you know, a lot of individual techniques, what they do for, you know, training certain aspects for, you know, proper guard duty. Because being a town's guard, they don't fight quite like, you know, an adventurer or a soldier out in the open. It's got its own...
Wait, this is town's guard? I thought it was like the castle guard.
Well, yeah, but there's the castle guard and the town's guard, so words are slightly interchangeable. The castle guards are basically better.
Okay.
And basically, you spend the day training with them. It's exhausting. Not to the point of giving you a fatigue level, because that would be pointless since you're going to be sleeping anyways and it'll just wear off. But it would be to the point where if you did have something to do later on in the day, you would be suffering from exhaustion at that point, from the fatigue, because they don't go easy on you. And even for your, you know, big, burly, bearish nature,
it's almost unbearable.
Yeah. Barely. His barely nature.
Yeah, exactly. You managed to get in a pretty good day of training. As far as what you take away from it, there are basically, because you are a straight edge blade fighter, it's a lot different from the broadsword style and the spear style. And again, like some of them are crossbowmen, you're not going to be, you know, doing a whole lot of that, but you do take away a lot of good tips and tricks as far as fighting as part of a group, coordinating attacks, things of that nature. Because of that, I will say, especially since you got a decent roll on the logic, you managed to mentally digest a fair bit of their training. And so I will say that from now on, whenever you are fighting in close quarters with one of your allies, like Calabras or Sadie, you know, somebody who really gets up close with someone, you know how to better coordinate with them, and your attack rolls will get a plus one.
Ooh,
sweet.
Nice.
As you've basically been given a hard crash course, the P90X version of fighting as part of a group, which wasn't really something you had experienced before, having been the solo swordsman essentially before, you know, meeting up with this group.
Plus one to attack, right?
You're muted.
Plus one to attack, right?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right.
You can mark that down as like a perk or something like this, somewhere where you can make a little note so that you know when you're rolling your attacks to add a plus one, because I don't know if there's a way in the current system to flag that appropriately.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. Oh, why didn't that?
But yeah. Other than that, it's a real good day of real good fighting. So who would like to go next?
So as we're getting back to the hand before heading back out again, first things first, I'm going to ask the kids what colors they like. And they, you don't have to like tell me right away, but as long as they give me something.
That is definitely someone's audio feeding in.
Can't blame me on that one.
Indeed. Anyways, as everybody is muted now, that's good. Helps make things a little more cleaner. Yeah, they'll give you a little bit of feedback.
Alrighty.
Caleb likes earth tones.
Okay. So once I have, you know, a little bit of an answer from both of them, I'm going to make a quick stop in one of the mercantile districts, place a massive order for fabric to be delivered to our room at the hand, and then head on to the library.
Alrighty. The order goes through without much of an issue because, I mean, let's be fair. You went to ye olde Joanne Fabrics.
And of course, there are some the appropriate notions and tools and whatnot as well for that.
Yeah.
But that way they can be handling all the cutting and stuff and the carrying, and I can go back to doing what I really need to be doing.
Books.
Well, because I was promised access to the documents, what little the library has on the boat. There was the possibility that I would be able to get a look at the Garrick remnant that's down there. And I also want to see if I can find any info on Caleb's gauntlets and Ellie's condition that I can use to help them.
Alrighty. So let's see. Garrick. All right, you're basically going to have to make 4 learning rolls.
Alrighty.
Because there's not really Because you're doing something that's pretty straightforward, there's not a lot of room for variance in the rolls there. But I don't want to make it a one mass lump roll, because obviously looking for different things is going to get you different results.
Yeah. Now, at least three of those things I'm going to be able to use my knowledge perk on, correct? I'm not sure about Ellie, though.
Ellie, definitely not, considering you don't really, at least to the best of my knowledge, from your knowledge feat, specialize in
pathology,
like odd happenstance, pathology, things like that.
Yeah, this is all architect, ancient magi technology, archaeology kind of thing.
Yeah, so that will definitely apply to your interest in looking into what information they have on the supposed boat, if you are allowed to see the Garrick pieces and looking for information on Caleb's gauntlets.
Do I get any of the advantage that comes from being in a massive library, or just straight knowledge?
It's going to be, well, the fact of the matter is, because only really possible because you're in a massive library. Like, smaller villages would not be able to afford the sort of information that you'd be able to find here.
That's not the thing I want. I clicked the feet instead of the actual action. There we go. So I'm going to do these ones first. One, that's a 10. Oof. There's the second one, which is a 17. And the third one is a 19. And now that 10, I mean, I do get automatic success at a CR of 16 or lower, which I'm guessing is not going to help me much here.
Yeah, the older information is definitely a higher challenge rating.
Okay.
Just because it's, you know, ancient history for most people.
Okay, so I'm going to invoke my scholar perk.
Okay.
Hang on, I need to blow this up a little bit. Once per session, you can reattempt a failed learning roll related to your discipline, gaining advantage 2 on the reroll. So I'm going to reroll that 10.
Go right ahead, as you are entitled to do so. Because perks, they're a thing.
Finally remembered to frickin' use it.
I thought Silver was the only one that blew stuff up.
That's a 22. And then for my straight knowledge learning thing, there we go. That's going to be a 15.
Okay, so
a lot of ones in these.
Well, that's the way dice go sometimes. Okay, so in the order that you said you were going to ask about them, you had a 22 for information regarding the boat. You are permitted to, you know, study the pieces of Garrick that they have salvaged for their own archives. That is your 17. And then Caleb's gauntlets would fall under the purview of the 19. The 15 for trying to figure out anything about Ellie's condition is not going to get you much of anything. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of information to be found in the library that collaborates as far as Ellie's condition is concerned. You've found information about, you know, old magically induced illnesses, things like that, you know, 100-year sleeps, stone curses, things like that. But nothing that does what she's experiencing. It doesn't sound remotely familiar. The only thing it's even relatively close to is the sort of, hey, this witch is going to turn you into a frog for invading her swamp. But obviously, that's not quite what's going on there.
Yeah. So I have a copy of the information of the books, or from the boat. Yes. Diagrams and stuff of the Remy pieces.
Yes. They're a little reserved about letting you actually take down, you know, detailed diagrams and things like that, but you essentially just have to give them a, hey, remember who told you I'm allowed to be down here?
Mm-hmm. What do you think I'm going to do? Build one?
I don't need to. I have one.
No. Do you want to build a boat?
No, not the boat. Not the boat.
Not the boat.
I can give you detailed explanations on how to do that. I've done it twice.
Whoa. Not going down that route again. This is a family-friendly podcast, people.
Since when?
Since God most of the time.
I know I need to RTFS, but clearly I missed a memo.
As far as Caleb's gauntlets are concerned, you're not seeing anything that exactly matches the description of what he's got on, but you are finding similar references throughout various archival works and pieces that are in the kingdom's reliquary itself. But those are not quite to the extent of what he has. You'll see, you know, depictions of, or in some cases, functional gauntlets that can generate a buckler of their own instead of requiring you to hold one. There are, you know, ones for enhancing abilities with specific weapon styles, things of that nature, but all of those are human-sized.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing is really quite matching the ridiculously oversized monstrosities he's stuck with.
Is there anything, like, any sort of common thread between them, and or can I see apparent ways to remove them?
Well, all of the standard gauntlets you're seeing are pretty straightforward, because they slide onto the arm, you tighten a few straps to make sure they stay in place. You know, occasionally some of them would have, like, you know, clasps, but they all go on and off pretty much in a similar fashion. You slide your hand inside and it's on.
So it's mundane fastening rather than whatever's going on with him.
Yeah. Nothing in what you're coming up with would have anything that would prevent someone from taking them off.
Okay.
Your best guess is that they are more than likely malfunctioning.
Okay.
Because there's no reason that he shouldn't be able to take them off, but they won't budge.
Which means it's dangerous to fuck with them. Anything else?
If you don't know how it works, don't poke it.
Anything else of interest?
I mean, there's nothing really else in the books that would catch your interest at this point in time. I mean, it's Velfreya. She could spend years in a library and not care. But as far as the four individual aspects of research that you wanted to accomplish today, you've got as much relevant information as you could possibly get.
Okay. But I know, like, where the boat was, you know, I know as much as the Crown Prince does about where the boat might be.
Yes.
Wait. I will gather my notes and head back to the hand.
Alrighty. Let's check in with the mighty, mighty Kalasas.
Hey. I will approach Jokuro and have a quick chat. So I will walk up to Jokuro.
Yeah. Got him, Ross, brother. How can I help you?
Hello, Joker. I'm going to assume that you know people in this city better than I do.
I try to know anybody who comes into the hand, so yes.
Good, good. I would like your help in finding a navigator for when we find our mythical boat.
Absolutely. Where I've only heard, because what I told you, I don't do it to my friends. So I don't know, I only know what little bit you have told me about this boat.
Well, you know about as much of it as I do. I'm just trying to find somebody that knows how to navigate the seas, as it is apparently a seaborne vessel and not a scar ship.
Yeah, right there, Felix. It sounds like your throat's a little rough. A bit too much salt?
Maybe just a little bit. I'm simply asking for your help to find somebody that could do that job.
Oh, absolutely. I can absolutely put me feelers out to see what I can get for you.
Right. So Calabras will spend his day looking for a navigator to take into the team.
Yo, I'd be going with you.
Yeah. Okay, with Joker.
Alrighty, let's see here.
My inner Akira is like, hey, I don't have that ability, but I know somebody who does.
I'm just trying to think of the best thing to file that under, basically. Because unfortunately, there's no investigation check.
Yeah.
Logic?
Learning logic.
Logic, perception, and presence. Searching, spotting for clues, and like actually making these people willing to talk to you.
And maybe some influence from Jokaro to make sure that they're not lying. You lying on the interview to get the job that you want that pays the best.
Too soon. Too soon.
Jesus, Dale.
Not soon enough, really. When are we recording this? Where are my pants?
Hey.
Okay, so what I will say, who's taking the lead on this is what I need to know first of all.
Probably Jokido.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Calabras is basically there assisting / providing feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me perception to basically look / search for people that look like they may know their way around a boat. The guys with the anchor arm tattoos and
they eat spinach and
give me 1 second because I was going to modify things slightly.
Oh,
it's okay. It just means you can scrap that roll for better or for worse.
I mean, I have 0 and so I rolled a nat 15, so it's not terrible.
Give me learning for recalling information about anyone you may have heard or remembered having in the hand itself.
Okay.
And give me persuasion for, actually interacting and, basically dealing with any individuals you may find. I will say You can make these rolls with advantage one because you are with Calabras, and Calabras is a known figure who can lend your, you know, search for information slash people a little more weight, because otherwise, why do you want to know?
Legit.
I'm giving you credibility.
32 for learning.
God damn.
Smokes.
Jesus.
And 11 for persuasion, which is better than the 4 that I rolled. I have a lot more presence than persuasion.
That 4 doesn't exist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the joys of working with advantage.
Right.
Okay, and the perception again for...
Oh, right, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh God.
Hey, there's that 4.
It came back to bite you.
Vengeance.
The 4 always gets its way.
4.
Indeed. Okay, so...
From before...
Unfortunately not, because I already said to scrap it. I have to go by my word. So, on the upside, you vividly remember pretty much every person in the past, like, couple of years who has ever been to the Hand who said remotely anything about having just gotten back from sea or is heading out to sea in the near future and was therefore, you know, celebrating. And to the point where you can pretty well remember what those individuals look like.
Yeah.
As far as tracking them down, you don't have as much luck, and it's going to wind up taking you a little bit of, you know, pretty much most of the day wandering around town aimlessly, trying to, well, not aimlessly, but basically combing the beach, as it were, even though it's a port, not a beach.
That's important.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're just going to dock those jokes right now.
Yes, we are. But once you do finally track down some of the individuals that you can, you know, think of that would be useful to have down at the port in the shipyard, the talks go decently. I mean, you feel like you're off your game, probably because that smarmy bastard threw a wrench in your works. A monkey wrench, if you will.
Stop monkey wrench.
You know, I should have brought this up, but Akira would have been a much better person to handle these conversations than I be.
Yeah, but nobody likes him.
Damn.
I mean, I didn't make him to be a wholly immediately likable character, so, you know.
He hasn't accomplished. He hasn't gone through his arc yet.
But yeah, by the end of the day, you do have a couple interested candidates for a ship navigator.
Sweet.
Especially, you know, since you're in the company of Calabras. And, hey, we're in the process of getting a boat for, you know, important business. It sounds like an interesting venture.
I will make it. I will make it known, at least, that it might be dangerous. And safety is not 100% guaranteed.
And that is why you only get a couple of interested applicants.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make that clear. Just so we're not in the middle of some mission and this fool just runs off because a danger shows up.
So, like, ow. What are the chances of, like, die horribly or die peacefully?
Yes. We're on the line to die horribly.
On the line. They're just
I'll have lived a good life.
Yeah.
He's a navigator. He's not going to get direct conflict. So, you know, if he dies, we all die, essentially.
That's true.
Oh,
God, maybe you put us on an escort quest.
Maybe we'll take a couple of them so we can afford to lose one.
Oh my God.
Ah, damn it. That's the third one this week. Can you get the spare?
No, we only need one. We can keep reusing that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just put a resurrection clause in the employment contract.
There it is.
Who's going to write
it? You put in a nice big letter so they see it.
Exactly.
Who's going to write up the contract? Who has Akira? The highest learning
skill? Oh, that would be absolutely Akira.
Akira. Oh, God.
Not limited
sign
to...
sign on the star.
You agreed to, but not limited to, resurrection of most of your body.
No.
Unless a cataclysmic end to the mission happens, we guarantee you most of your body will be returned, mostly living to your family.
Mostly.
Put in the contract, body forfeit upon death.
Mostly dead, it's still slightly alive. There's only one thing to do when they're all dead.
But, I mean, to be fair, if they're told about this and willingly agree to it, then it's fine. Yeah. Informed consent, people. It's important.
So are we going to take them with us to find the boat, or we're going to bring the boat to Tolvera?
No, we have to take them with us.
Bring the boat to Tolvera without a navigator.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to follow the coastline.
I mean, we could, but...
There's also, shallows and shit.
Well, on top of that, going back to Tolvera would be an extra unnecessary stop if we just take them with us. You know what I mean?
Well, we might still need to, stock up a boat's worth of supplies.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get to Tolvera because we need to...
It's still, even by magical boat, it's a 2-week trip to Mazra.
The magical
and that's the express ticket. Normally, it's a month.
Yeah.
And do you want to carry 2 weeks worth of, food and shit? In addition to the stuff we already need to carry?
And having a giant bear.
I'm sure there's other dock cities that are closer that we can stock up at.
That's fair.
Josh, are there other dock cities that we can stock up
at? taking
a quick glimpse of the...
fishing ports and stuff, probably. Like little ones. Not intercontinental trade ports.
Yeah.
Or internet trade ports.
Or internal trade ports.
Or ethereal.
Yeah. Or ethereal trade ports.
Or ethereal.
Yeah, I mean, being perfectly honest, your likely best bet is to, if you can, retrieve boat and follow the coastline back to Tolvera.
Okay, so then we just leave the navigator here. Tell him we'll pick him up in a few weeks.
A few days. I guess a few weeks to get there.
Well, no, we're going to get teleported there, remember?
No, we're not.
No, we're going to get teleported to the outskirts. Right? Didn't the Crown Prince say that he was going to teleport us, outside of the Lament?
Raul, I'm so proud of you.
What?
You're remembering something everyone else forgot.
I didn't even remember that.
Shit. I didn't even remember that.
I think I remember hearing that he would help us get there, but I don't remember the word teleport. I thought he was just going to give us wagons or something.
No. He was going to have his mages get us to the edge of the of the Lament.
So proud of you, Raul.
I remember teleport, and I remember it was called the Lament.
Because it's like cement.
Right, so totally not trying to give Josh time to make a new NPC. I'm going to tell one of the people signing up that we will pick them up in a few days. I'm not trying to give Josh time to make the NPC.
Not at all.
Yeah, it just seems like the most logical thing to do.
Well, I mean, taking someone with us, that's one more person that you've got to, watch where you take your helmet off around, and that's just a pain.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the dead guy.
Well, time to execute the cause.
The cause.
No, time to execute that contract.
Body void upon death.
body void on death. Nice.
Or forfeit upon death.
All right, so you guys spend your day rustling up one component of your crew. Let's see, who do we have left? Well, Jokiro went on the quest for Navigator.
Damn it, we need a captain.
I still hasn't gone yet. I'll go next. Sylvia's up.
Sylvia, you're
turning into a robot.
Oh, really?
For a brief second, you did.
Okay. I don't know what's going on today. It's a dumb day.
Stop torrenting the porn.
So, it's up. Sylvia's not up to much today. She's heading back to her lab, and she's probably going to whip up more different types of entertainment. She's going to basically spend most of the day tinkering around. Traveling show. Show on the road.
You know, talking about the bed sheets last episode and then whipping up the entertainment this episode, I'm not really sure like where this is going.
I mean, the whole bit is entertainment in the skies, so I'm going to take it on the road instead.
And in the sheets, apparently.
we just make sure that you cast silent on their tent, and it'll be fine.
Exactly. Take it on the No deal. Sylvia's going to head back to the lab. She's going to make some small kind of repairs to her bag as well before she gets started with tinkering with the different elements and stuff as well. But she's planning on like making a whole new batch for her carry case, which carries 4, I believe.
Okay.
I think, or 3. No, it carries 3. Sorry. That's on me.
That's fine. I mean, you don't have to limit yourself that much. You can, you know, if you want, make like have like a case to have more on your person, but only have a few at the ready for convenience sake. But I mean, that's entirely up to you. As far as tinkering and getting your getting your goods ready to go, give me your learning, your logic, and your energy.
Okay. I could probably. I don't know if I have any small... I probably do have some small cases that I could... Like, if we get stationed somewhere, I could probably... I don't know about leaving it anywhere, though. That would probably be the big thing. Is I would have to leave it... Unless I make a second bag, but I don't think...
Well, I think what he means was, like, you know, a special, like, carrying case that you can put into, like, a big travel knapsack. Or you don't have them immediately available, but when we stop to rest, you can put them in your convenient access satchel, correct?
Yeah, basically, like, you know, a big, like, crate, basically, that has a little compartment for multiple vials, but only having, like, the 3 at the hip ready to draw, basically.
Ooh, so, 7 learning, 12 logic, 15 energy.
Okay, so it takes you a little while to suss out the crate storage, and it's not pretty, but you do get it done. You could fix that later, but you don't have too much of a problem with, you know, your job, basically mixing together dangerous chemicals and infusing them with magic so they explode in pretty colors.
Yay!
But yeah. You make a pretty good batch over the course of the day, and, you know, Thursday doesn't even come by to bother you, so it's a good day in all regards.
Yes. What about the repair to the bag? Do I have to do anything to that, or is that just a simple...
Simple mending. That was rolled into the learning. It's, like I said, it's not the most elegant solution, but...
And that's not Sylvia's forte either. Like, she's literally, it's like stitches everywhere along the back. It's just like different colored threads.
You don't know this yet, but you have befriended a tailor. It'll be fine.
That's true.
You won't even have to ask. She'll see the hack job on it and just be like, give.
Yeah, that's probably what will happen next. Is the next time I see Freya, she'll be like,
What is honey? What
no.
are those?
What is going what on those? There? Let me fix that for you.
What kind of stitch work is this?
It's avant-garde.
It's such. But the funny thing is, Valfrey will be like, "It's so you." Like that's half the problem.
Thanks.
It's colorful. Exactly. So and then, it's entertaining.
Anything else for the day, or are you just mostly focusing on getting yourself stocked up for the coming trip?
I'm gonna get stocked up for the trip. Do a couple of medial stuff, but apart from that,
finish up a couple of research projects, submit a paper.
Yeah. Make sure the minions are pretty much right with whatever research tasks that they're...
This is what you need to do while I'm gone. If I make it back and the lab is gone, you're all dead to me, and possibly dead.
Don't fuck it up. That's all right. Family show. On my way kind of back to the hand, I do a little detour via my house with the infamous bunny costume.
Are you bringing it?
And I make my way to the Colosseum, and I'm at the reception desk. I say to the lady behind the desk, I don't think I'll be needing this anytime soon.
We'll take that back in for the time being. If you should ever need the extra income again, feel free to swing by. You always did good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always a fun time, but I've got research in other areas that I need to attend to for right now. And this costume will be put to better use somewhere else.
Understandable. Best of luck.
But I'll definitely swing by for a drink too if I'm around.
Sounds like a plan. So
I do that. Thank you. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Give her a warming hug. Then I depart and I make my way with... it's not a huge travel case, but it's like one of those sort of... Like, it's kind of
Sylvia
like a brown
sort
of... Like, yeah, I know. Sylvia doesn't
know. What the hell is that? Her Royal Highness's matched luggage.
Contrary to, you know, what Sadie's going to bring, which is like, wait, you mean I need to pack clothes for this?
Which, speaking of Sadie, what's she up to today?
Sadie is going to go try to straighten up her offices at the university because, she's a little scatterbrained and her office kind of reflects that just a lot.
Stack of papers here, stack of papers there, stack of papers on that chair, stack of chairs on that paper.
But like, I could say this to you guys very easily. When one of my students goes off in real life and I send you guys the pictures of, hey, this is what I'm cleaning up today. Yeah, that's my office all the time. And it's not because of my students. And my students pretty much walk in and ask me what they're doing, and I go, yep, pick something. I'm sure you can figure it out. But after a nice long conversation with Papa Jokiro and being scolded quite heavily by my sister, I figured I should probably go organize stuff so people could find it in my, you know, absence. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Might be a good idea.
You know, I might just go in with a bucket, throw it all in, and be like, figure it out, guys.
Just put signs on all the piles.
Might have this in it. That pile might have that in it. If you're looking for this, it might be here, 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 or here. If you're looking for X, Y, or Z, go to Sylvia's office. She probably has it because I don't know where my copies are.
Just a map drawn on the blackboard.
I solemnly swear I'm up to no good. Don't touch it. Other than that, yeah, I am not the packer in the family. Well, I'm the pack rat, but I'm not the packer. I'm like my sister who packs, you know, everything from the kitchen sink down to the toilet brush, because that's how she is.
But you never know when you'll need a smash cut to Sylvia just randomly in the middle of nowhere going, you never know when you might need the toilet brush.
Smash cut to fighting an undead monster whose only weakness is toilet brushes for some dumb reason.
He was a germaphobe in life.
But like, Sylvia is the sister that you want to go to the wedding engagement party where they have the stupid, go through your purse and find these items for points, because I can guarantee you she's going to have every friggin' thing on that list.
Okay, we're going to get into a tangent if I ask my next question, but that's for an off-air thing. We'll continue.
Not that it's not totally Dale in a nutshell, but no. We won't go into what Dale randomly had when we... And anyway... what once I have adequately, in Sadie's definition of the word, straightened up my office so people can find stuff in my absence, because, you know, I'm always in my office. Never. I am going to head back to the hand and politely wait for Jokiro, because I'm a little apprehensive about being on a small boat with so many people, especially that arrogant, self-centered butt wad.
It's probably not a small boat.
It's still a whole lot smaller than the world, and I've almost killed this guy at least twice now.
Honey, say the word and Vilfria will send him for a swim. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm afraid of what I can do, because you guys have seen that little side of me, and I'm
still pretty. Still pretty.
Put him back
I'm
on the deck.
I'm still more glorious than all of you.
Oh, man, he was stopped.
He
does the little mermaid hair flip while drowning.
She fishes him out before they get too far away.
So, CJ, how's your other character coming along?
Sorry,
no, I have this, like, nightmaric vision of Sadie going completely off hinges, hanging him by, you know, his big toe and just dangling him over the side of the boat with sharks warming underneath him.
Fish.
Because
where?
That's what she does.
Oh, that's right. Fragul on a boat. That's going to be fun.
Oh. Oh, he loves the fishes because they're so delicious. Go
fish.
It's not fish, you guys. It's steak from
yeah,
the ocean.
That's what Jokido's there for. He's getting steak every night.
Clearly. Is that a cake by the ocean thing? Steak from the sea?
I keep on hoping there'll be steak.
Aww. Steak by the ocean.
It's chicken of the
steak
sea.
From the ocean.
That would be tuna. So,
yeah, salmon, really.
You show up with basically a rucksack on my shoulder, like, okay, let's go. After having a nice long heart to heart with Papa Jokiro, you know, how are we going to mitigate me losing my friggin' mind? Because you know that with Mary Sunshine over there, that I tend to lose my mind a lot with him.
It's okay. I bring cards.
Exactly. I got you. I got you. Don't worry. I will take care of everything.
Sorry, I have a question. Sylvia has a question. I have a character question. Can I actually bring a miniature toilet brush and a miniature sink, please?
I don't know if those exist in this world.
They do now.
Yeah, I mean, sink is one thing. Toilet brush, you're looking
at a real modern technology.
Or a brush of some kind, like a whole bunch of sticks put together, like in Vanuatu, where they use to brush
the
ground.
He wants to bring a broom so he can fly on it.
Exactly.
I mean, if he wants to bring a broom, she's more than like welcome to bring a broom.
Yes.
Sylvia, you would more than likely have a broom, because you are a neatnik, and anything out of place, you will lose your damn mind.
Well, now that Sylvia doesn't have the bunny costume, she just has something.
I'll buy you a witch's hat, darling.
And Akira's is very quick, by the way. I don't really think I'm going to need it. He basically is, you know, wrapping up stuff with the stars, making sure they don't do anything stupid when he's gone, because the one person who can get them out of fucking jail is gone.
I'm taking a trip. Dad's going to be gone for a while. Don't do anything I would avoid doing.
basically just puts the oldest kid in charge, the one who he can trust the most, and tells everybody operations are pretty much all stalled for right now until he returns.
But keep practicing.
Yeah, keep
practicing. I want to see those sparkles when I get back.
Yeah, do your best. Keep practicing, but don't touch anybody outside of this house. It's because they're a bunch of pickpockets. He's the only one above board. But yeah, that's pretty much it. He doesn't really have anything that he needs to prepare. Like, he has
all his stuff immaculate.
Yeah, I mean, basically, his papers are all in. Surprisingly, like, you guys don't know this, but a little bit of character flourish on this guy. Like, if you see his office inside of his built in his office, it is immaculate because he knows that any
sparkles.
Exactly. At any point in time, guards will come in questioning him. He wants to really quick here.
Makes sense.
So his notes are all of his ledgers, all of his notes are publicly immaculate. but yeah, he kind of always had that. He always kind of had his understudy that is like, all right, so here's one of my hats, not the hat. You wear a hat now, not the hat. And like,
he doesn't really
pack real heavy. He has his staff and he has his clothes and he has his hat and that's it.
Makes sense. Pretty easy prep work. I approve. So everyone convenes at the hand for the evening then after accomplishing their individual business?
Yep.
Indeed. Excellent. Belfreya has a massive delivery waiting for her. Also, Calabras, for Ghoul, you guys know what we should pick up on our way out at some point? Probably.
Food?
Food and tents.
Hold on a second, I need to check something here real quick.
Sorry. Well, Valfreya is now sitting there working on her massive pile of extremely nice-looking fabric, and a lot of it is in the colors that Ellie and Caleb gave her.
You mentioned that, and he goes, well, and Akira goes, well, I can help a little bit with food. You may not need to pack as much as you normally do. Well, except for my main man here. As he pats Fraggle on the shoulder.
The boy can eat. Or that was a, you know, subtle hint that he can't make meat.
That too. Because sustenance doesn't have that ability.
Yes. Why are you giving me my food?
Hey, bears are omnivores.
I know.
Not this bear. Because if I roll well enough, the target can sustain without the essential nourishment periodically required for sustenance, such as food or water, for 24 hours.
Well, I mean, there's also the one that just creates food.
Genesis, yeah, I can do that too.
It's
not as well as Kai could do it, but you know.
Yeah, alongside the bulk delivery of materials for Valfreya, there is a sealed letter.
Oh. Is that mine too?
Technically, yes.
I will open it.
You take a moment to admire the wax seal on the back of it. It's the castle's.
Oh.
And it is basically instructions as to what location to meet people at tomorrow for departure.
Alrighty then.
Are the kids coming along with this?
Well, that's the other thing we needed to touch on, is once everyone starts assembling in Remy's room with lots of things like supplies and Velfreya's bulk order of materials, you know, Caleb just kind of starts looking around. You guys going somewhere?
We are going on an adventure, and you and Ellie are invited to come with us if you want.
He kind of looks over at her, and she continues to kind of hide in his shadow. What kind of adventure? I mean,
well, we are trying to chase down some bad stuff that was trying to hurt people and make it so it can't hurt people anymore. Now, in order to do that, we need a boat. But not just any boat, because the bad things stole the prince's fastest ship, which means in order to catch up with it, we need a magic boat. Did your dad ever tell you anything about this? And she pulls out like a sketch of, you know, an artist's rendition of what the boat might look like.
None of that's really sounded familiar. Dad mostly, you know, dove into ruins for, you know, small things, pieces of equipment, weapons, little trinkets, stuff like what they use to make the lights in the city.
This boat is rumored to have been built by one of the Ascended. No archaeologist or explorer has ever found it. However, there is evidence that it is still somewhere inside the Lament, not far enough in that we wouldn't be able to channel, but far enough in to make the trip a little exciting. And we are going to go find it and go after the bad thing. And while we're on this adventure, we might find something that can help you guys. I can't promise that we will, but I can promise that we'll look.
Oh. Well, I guess that works. I mean, I was going to check around and see if any of the healers could fix Ellie, but I mean, if you guys are still willing to help, if you don't mind us tagging along. I mean, I don't know about Ellie, but, well, kind of heaves up the gauntlets. These are good for carrying stuff, at least.
That they are. I was able to get a little information on them in the library. From everything I've been able to study, you should be able to take your arms out of those. The fact that you're not is worrying, so I don't want to try and pull you out of them the way I pulled Ellie out of those chains, because I don't want to hurt you. But we might find something that can fix whatever's wrong with them. I've also sent a request to my people for any information they might have on the matter.
Well, that's great, but I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. If I have to spend the rest of my life with these on my arms, I don't really care. I just want to take care of Ellie.
You're a good brother, Caleb.
Thanks.
And I want both of you to know that those chains that held Ellie are now far, far away from here, and they will never hurt anybody again. That's where Calabras and I went last night. We made sure of that.
They both kind of smile at that, although Ellie's is a lot more reserved. She doesn't really like being looked at, all things considered.
Yeah, that's okay. She still gets a mom smile. Mom smiles don't care what you look like.
Aww.
We do need to get you guys outfitted for the trip. What time is it right now, out of character?
It's past supper time at this point. I mean, I assume everyone concluded their business, came back to the hand, grabbed something to eat, and settled into finishing up whatever prep work they had to do, like Velfreya's sewing.
But there's still, like, businesses open and stuff, right?
A few, yeah. I mean, like, all the taverns are still going to be open because it's prime drinking hours. Some shops have closed up, but those are mostly, like, you know, your bakeries and what have you.
Yeah. Belfreya's going to write out a list really, 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 really quickly. Jokiro, do you think you could give this to one of your runners and have them bring it back tonight?
Absolutely. Not an issue.
Thank you, sir. It's a list of, you know, basic adventuring supplies, kids-sized backpacks, things like that.
He gives it to Akira.
The red ones with the hard bottoms.
He gives it to Akira. Do your thing. Make sure you don't spend all the coin. He nods and goes.
Does he need a babysitter again?
No, dear. He can talk most of these merchants out of their pants, much less out of some supplies or on the cheap.
Well, I know he can talk them out of their pants. That's why I'm asking if he needs a babysitter.
He'll be back.
From what I know of this man already, I think the call of adventure is a little bit stronger than the call of pants.
Oh,
he goes back to sewing.
But that's the problem. He has no call in his pants.
Maybe that is the adventure.
It's the call of booty shorts.
The adventure of the booty shorts.
He makes Daisy Dukes look, well, yeah.
Fabulous.
Have you seen these legs? They go to the stars and back. To the moon and back.
Hi!
Kai just pops out of nowhere. I'm from the moon! Poofs away.
It's like in old Mortal Kombat where you would have in the middle of the corner, you know, Toasty! I'm from the moon! It goes back
down. I'm from the moon.
Just a big illusory wolf head. I'm from the moon! Okay, so any other business to attend to tonight?
Just making some clothes for these poor kids. Consulting with them on their, you know, the kinds of things they like and taking into account their condition. Like, Caleb's stuff all has fastenings down the sides so he can just pop it over his head.
Yeah, more of a tunic where he can connect it down the sides kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. The most you can get out of Ellie, because she's still really not talking very much at all, and if she is, it's like whispering in Caleb's ear. She just wants to be covered up. She just wants to hide.
Oh, I can do that. So working on that and a proper cloak for Remy. Because that's just straight seams. That I can probably do that. I may end up sleeping in Remy's hands on the trip tomorrow.
As Sylvia's doing a last minute count of the tubes and stuff, looks at Valfrey and went, I don't think I should be anywhere near that sewing stuff. Holds up the empty bag and the patch job that's done on it.
Talk to me again when the she just kind of like gives it a glance. Well, it's colorful. if you want anything done, talk to me after I've got the kids outfitted and we'll get you hooked up.
Thanks. It's not urgent. It's just
it's not aesthetic, but it's structurally sound.
It's worn down. It's structurally sound. It holds what I need it to hold.
If Akira does want to help keep me awake, I can actually get a lot done tonight.
No, yeah, absolutely.
When do not ask him to help you stay up.
No, but he will come back and see me drowning in fabric.
Yes.
And see two children that don't have any proper clothes to wear.
Yeah, Akira will come back and he's like, he gives back the change and because it's the thing we worry about.
Yes, and money is such a big concern in this game.
Yeah, looks at Valfreya and goes, you're busy. Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right. On that note, we've got a nice little concise stopping point for this evening of the night. And in the morning, adventure awaits.
Alright. Remember, you can support this show. Yeah, you can support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network by heading over to patreon.com/geek.io. You can chat with us live by going over to geek-io.net/discord. If you want to email the show, you can do so at show@geek-io.net. Make sure you put Manipool in the subject line. For everybody else here, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?